Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. I would love to bring all of you into the presence of the King, John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Amen. And I read Luke chapter 21, verses number 20, 34, 35, and 36. Luke 21, 34, 35, and 36. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. I have said this is arguably the most significant verse of scripture that is describing and typifying all the events of things that are going on all around the world. When you appear in church on Sunday morning, it is not a joke. We cannot joke. We cannot joke. You have traveled all this distance to be in the presence of God. There is a clear assignment on God's people. We need to be able to bring the mind of God to the people of the Lord. They will have to hear that thus saith the Lord. The word of the Lord must be very clear and stringent to God's people. Say amen. Amen. The Bible said, "Be careful that at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare or like a snare," described or quantified or likened to a snare, "it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." The Bible said, "Watch. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you will be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Allow me to fill the monitor's place. Watch and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. The Bible could not even go further to be able to describe into details. So he is saying or likening them to things. Things are coming to pass. And most of the things that I have told you, ladies and gentlemen, most of the things are, you see, it be better than in Tidiatu. Things beyond your own imagination. Hallelujah. Things. Very strange order. Things. Say a good amen. And having read you that, I will want to move further and read an explorative scripture to you. Then I will allow you to take your seat. And then we can be able to cruise by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 9, verse number 28 only. The Bible said, the Bible said, "And he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth." Another version, among one of the versions, says, "A quick work will the Lord do upon the earth." There is a work, as we are all standing here, there is a work that is ongoing right now. And as the work is proceeding, I will want to use the opportunity, because that quick work is a reparative work. Before Jesus comes, there should be a reparation, or there is a repair works. Just like if I am about to visit you, wherever, if I should tell you that I will want to visit you in your house, I will want to spend, let's say that you are living in another city or in another town, or living in another country and I come around and say that I want to spend a holiday in your vicinity, in your cottage, in your mansion, in your house, you will put all the servants and handmaids in your house. You will put all of them to work, repairing or putting the place in order in preparation to receive me. If the president of Ghana will want to worship with us the next Sunday, I tell you, there will be a preparative work that will go on throughout. If there are things that we feel are not right, we are going to put those things together before the president comes to fellowship with us. The president may, in his fellowship with us, may even take like 40 minutes or an hour just with us. But the work that will go into to receiving him will not be a joke. It will be a very serious thing for us. We will repair the things which are not working properly. We will put the things which are not in place. We will bring it into alignment and into, you know, conformity with excellence and in order. We will make sure that everything is spot on, because the head of state or the father of the nation or the leader of the nation is coming to us. Same thing, Jesus is coming, and whilst he is coming again, there is a reparative work that is going on right now as I'm speaking to you. God is doing a repair work, and his word makes it very clear that that repair work, you know, is massive and ongoing, and is very clear, you know, in not only his house and not only on his people, but also even on the world. There is a repair work. Yeah. Before I will say something needs repairs, it means it's damaged. Before I can say that, let's repair your car, it means that it is damaged, faulty. Something is not working properly. It means that it is, you know, not in total correspondence to the original make. Something is wrong that we need to put it right. And before we can say we are having a reparative work or we are repairing it. If this pulpit damages, we need to repair it. If your shoe damages, we need to repair it. You know, what we call shoemaker, others call it shoe repairers. My television is damaged. I need to go and repair it. So I say, I take it to the repairer. You remember on the more your TV not can repair, no. They took it to the repairs and it didn't return. It's a reparative work. Say amen. And Jesus, when he was talking about enter into the straight gate, he was making the people to come into that particular place. Straight gate. You may be seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Forget about the out. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we started the W3, the whole idea of the W3 is to bring the church into alignment and in order with God's word. We have come to the place, ladies and gentlemen, where we are preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how it affects, you know, you or the preacher or anybody. Truth is truth, and that is all that we are dealing with. We are dealing with the truth of God's word. And so in Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 12, the Bible have made a very solid and clear word solid and clear word in the word of the Lord. Straight. He is coming quickly. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. It's quick. The same word we met in Romans, we meet it here also. In other words, there is an urgency to what God wants to do in this particular end time. There is urgency. I realize that preachers are preaching, singers are singing, but a lot of us are doing it with pain and mixed feelings. There are people sitting here right now who have all kinds of craziness going on in their lives right now. And yet on Sunday they dress nicely and as if everything is fine. But me catch it all, things are not fine. Oh, things are not fine. We'll be on more whilst they are sitting here. Their husband has had a very crazy time with them before they were coming. Their wives had had a crazy time before coming. People have driven to this place and they were not speaking to each other, and yet they are seated here and hearing the preaching of the word. Not everybody, you know, is in the mood to worship God. Many people are here, some with pretense, others with acting, you know, and as if everything is okay, you know, and we are seated in the presence of God. And it's so amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when I think about all the things that goes on, you know, the first thing that I see in this end time, if Jesus is going to come and rapture a church according to his word that is spotless, wrinkleless, and blameless, then, ladies and gentlemen, there must be a reparative work on our hearts. Tomorrow, I'm telling you, God will have to work on it. God will have to work on it. There's something wrong with yourself today, sir. Fix it. You are disturbing my focus and concentration. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm using the opportunity to, you know, talk about not every preacher is preaching because he feels the anointing. There are preachers who are preaching because they fought with their wives. Yeah. Don't be hypocrites. Don't be hypocrites. There are people standing here. You know, you are playing the piano, but your wife said madness to you before you came. So you are in church, but Akomano is not straight. Yeah. We are preaching in the praying, but seriously, we don't even have an idea what we are mumbling. I am not a hypocritical preacher. I preach practical stuff. Things that are happening. You know, and we are seated here. And it's not a joke. It's a very serious stuff. When more? And a Christos who are Baba be fire in the yako. Commanding you to sum ya me, but the nipa be the akuma say. I'm building up on something. Relax, it's going to be there in a minute. Commanding you to sum ya gura deba. Commanding be the say. And so when I stand here and I'm preaching the heart of God to you, the first thing I will want to talk about that I see the Lord working on and repairing, the first thing is your heart. And the Lord work on that particular place, I'm telling you. I'm serious, and seriously telling the mind and the heart of God to go. Please listen to me very carefully. Many people call ourselves Christians, but your heart will determine whether you belong to the Lord or not. It is the heart. It's a matter of the heart. Oh yeah, your heart. Komano. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10 verse number 9, if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, it is the heart that we serve the Lord. It is the heart that we repent. It is with the heart that we need to come to that particular place. Say, Komana bro, Komana nye mfaho. Said the robot tongue, said yes, wrong wall, so said the Adumwa. I'm telling you that if the heart is wrong, forget it. The heart is wrong, forget about it. And so that is why you can have people sitting in this room, but their heart is not here. They can be in a place, but their heart is far away from that particular place. Your salvation is extremely integral. And I stand here to talk to you about very, very pertinent things. Yeah. You know, it is so sad that, you know, you can have a woman look in the eyes of a man and insult a man. A man look in the eyes of a woman and insult a woman. Today is Mother's Day, but I'm telling you, so many mothers have been disdained and have been reduced to nothing. So many people cannot pick up the phone and call your mother this morning and say, Mom, Ima, or Ima, or whatever you call your mother, Happy Mother's Day, because Ono Mameti Adwa. Many people have determined their mothers as witches. This is where I have said many times, do not bring me a seed when your mother is hungry. Because that determines your heart. Whether the heart is wrong or right, you know, it determines the heart. So the first thing that I see that the Lord is doing is the healing of the heart. If the salvation message, if the miracle grace, if the move of God is the hand of the Lord is going to work, the heart must be healed. God will have to bring us to the place where the heart is healed. I command you, forget about it. Yeah. I don't care the oil you carry when the heart is not right. If Jesus is looking at his church and the church is not ready because the heart is messed up, I'm telling you, you should forget about the rapture. I'm serious. Say, the Bible said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When God, you know, comes into this building right now, I believe that the Holy Spirit this morning is wanting to touch the heart. That I, you know, one of the things is that so many people are fainting. The heart is fainting. God's grace that comes upon, this is not it. When you lifted your hands unto the Lord, I will love you and serve you all the days of my life. You will be my savior. And that conviction was what? But as time goes on, when your fire and your passion is going down, you know, your faith in God is also depleted. And so we stand here preaching the word of the Lord, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. When I say Matthew chapter this verse that, Mark chapter that verse this, John chapter this verse that, it is for the stirring of your faith. Because the moment you are stirring your faith, God is healing your heart. Yeah. Because Komano is not in alignment with God's word. Yeah. And so when Isaiah chapter 1 verse number 5 says, Komenina! Itimunina pro komenina yare. Oh yeah, the yadi yadi. There is a massive yadi in the end time. Something is not right. There is a sickening thing that goes on. Something absolutely is not right. And so God deals with, you know, people. And one of the things that he is fixing is the heart. Number two, the Lord is fixing the church, the ecclesia.
Se Cristo ansa asafoni yade a ebe dene si opi a ubenya ni pa bi yare yade na chi firi se asafono. Even though we say the church is a hospital where everybody is sick, we come to receive the help and the grace of God. So everybody comes to receive therapy and everybody comes to receive healing. The church is like a military camp where we have all come for training. The church is also like an educational center where everybody comes to be tutored. We come to be able to receive instruction. And so Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 26, the Bible said he will sanctify the church and cleanse it with the washing of the word. Whilst I am preaching, there is a washing. Whilst I'm teaching the word of God, there is a washing, there is a cleansing. He is going to fix his church. As I'm speaking to you right now, he is fixing the pulpit and fixing the pew. He is fixing the pulpiteer and fixing the parishioner. He is fixing the preacher and fixing the person that is sitting as a member, a child of God, of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. There is a fixing going on right now. I'm telling you, never think that as we are sitting nicely like this, we'll be are correct. Never think. A person will promise you here in the house of God, and if you believe with all your heart that promise, you are in trouble. I'm talking to you. A person will propose to you in this place, and if you believe that proposal with all your heart, you are in trouble. I'm talking to you because there is a damage to the ecclesia. There is a big damage. I was, ministering in a conference where I heard something that broke my heart. A Nigerian preacher speaking to a Ghanaian preacher. And the Nigerian preacher said, "We used to look up to you, Ghana, for inspiration, the church, for admonition, for edification, for motivation. We used to look up to you. You people motivated us. You people were an inspiration to us. We needed to learn the things of God. We looked up to Ghana for that particular inspiration. But now you are running to us. You are running to us." Oh, that is very true. And you drunk will be to me for free and we're really go so go. That is very true. And that the reason for that is the fixing I'm talking about. Now people come to church without even Bibles. You mention a quotation, they don't know even where it is. The people are in church, but the church, which is the Christ, is not in them. The people are born again. They talk like they are born again. They behave like they are born again. But actually, the born again tendency is never in them. Transformation is nowhere. Yeah, we pray in tongues, but our tongues is fake and weak. Yeah. It is not right. So God is fixing his church. Because if he does not fix his church, I'm telling you, when I look at the fights in church, the groupings in church, the sectarianism in church, waning group, we have even forgotten the very reason why we are in church. We have forgotten that church is not for, credit union. We didn't come to look at your cover style. We didn't come to look at somebody's wedding. We did not come to look at somebody's car. We didn't come to, be in this group and all that. The house of God is not a place for exploitation. The house of God is not a place where people come to chase their girls. The house of God is not a place where people come to chase has people's husbands and come and snatch people's wives. The house of God is not for nonsense where people group in this place. The house of God is not for witchcraft, manipulation, occultism, and wizardry the house of God is not for that. The house of God is not for that. The word is supposed to cleanse us. When it is preached, it is supposed to cleanse us. I was telling our team yesterday, I went to wait upon the Lord a few days. And when I came out, I was telling these guys, you know, Miriam, if you're having a cool. Serious! If there is one place that I want to go, it's not America. It's not UK. It's not Europe. And no me come. I just said, when you miss what summer your horse and quay baby, but you know, free more. Michina, if there is a dream place, a Yosura here, I want to make it to heaven. Therefore, when I say I am born again, it is not that kind of Ghana. How Christosum Kuliko Bachelor, but that's not what I'm talking about. I am not talking about this kind of, you know, the gimmicks kind of fixated, everything rehearsed kind of thing, and we are acting it out kind of Christosum. That is not what I'm talking about. When I come into God's presence, or whether I am in anywhere in course of the week, the people that I interact and engage with must be able to know that this one, Christ lives in him. His casa is Christ. Ni niye is Christ. Ni behavior is Christ. Character is Christ. Fruit, Abba, is Christ. Everything depicts, signifies, typifies, illustrates that I belong to Christ. Wakwa, sorry, 10 years. Do you still want to be fed like a baby? 15 years. Do you want to pray for me? 20 years. And you are still chasing miracles? When there is an occurrence of the miraculous to the mature Christian, it's normal. To the mature Christian, if God moves, he should move. That is why he moved. To the mature Christian, hey, obi ani abi. No, to the mature Christian, SSN ni bi. To the mature Christian. Oh, you can clap your hands. And as God is working on us, anytime we are in his presence and his word is revealed and his word comes, he is working on us. And one of the things that the Lord is seriously going to, you know, really work on is when I read Ezekiel chapter number 20 and verse number 38, the Bible said, I will purge out from all among the rebels and them that transgress against me, and I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn or travel, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know I am the Lord. In other words, one of the things that the Lord will fix, he will purge rebellion out of his house. You raise up people. Look at the situation. I heard, you know, a situation of some young men that were raised up, brought up from Sunday school, taught the word of God. They were polished in the grace of God, nurtured to the teen church, and given an opportunity to serve in the house of God, given the opportunity and the privilege to become leaders and deacons and elders and ordained to be pastors. They work for the Lord, and they come to the upland place where they have been given the opportunity to preach, to teach, to cast out devils, to pastor branch churches and do things for God, and then they turn back and rebel against the pastor or the shepherd who raised them up from Sunday school all up until that point. I'm living in that generation of ungratefulness. Yeah, you know, when that is where we are. And there is rebellion in the house of God. So before Jesus can rapture a church that is spotless, wrinkleless, and blameless, rebellion must be dealt with. And so God sent me this morning to speak against rebellion on every side, on every level, in the nation, in parties, in church, among the sectors and departments of the house of God. You know, the things that are rebellious, most of the things time we do not even recognize that it is rebellion. Yes, suma will be a walkroom. Say jikota diabre asafo. You know, na odibia kekaho. Na wabibu asafo. No, that is rebellion. If we give church money to you to keep it and you squander church money, that is rebellion. Well, talk to me. I am talking to myself and declaring the word of the Lord to you. And if I disobey the word of the Lord, if I, you know, disdain, disrespect, I trample upon my wife and I come and stand here and open the word of God, that is rebellion against the presence of God and the things of God and the grace of God. If I prophesy in the name of the Lord when the Lord have not spoken the word, that is rebellion. If I sleep with girlfriend and still stand on this altar, that is rebellion. When I merchandise the name of the Lord and the word of the Lord, that is rebellion. Rebellion have come to that place. God is sending us to Kumasi and we say, no, the move is in Accra. That is rebellion. When Jonah is not going to the place of assignment, that is rebellion. If we cannot do what the Lord is asking us to do, that is rebellion. The body of Christ is rebelling against the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And how is that happening? He said, go ye into all the world and make disciples of me, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go to the ghettos, preach Christ, Christ the healer, Christ the deliverer. Go and preach the gospel and let everybody who do not understand, who had not heard of the grace of God and the move of God, let them come to the place of transformation. When they repent and believe, their sins are forgiven and they become my own. Ladies and gentlemen, I came here to announce the number or the magnitude of rebellion in the house of God. Where are the crusade churches? Where are the people who could mount up the platforms and preach the mind of God and the work of God? How are we going to replace the Ajinasaris, the Christian Adotetes, the Ampiakovis, the people who are going like the dark Hayward Mills, going everywhere preaching the gospel? Where are their replacement? Who are the people who are going to take the gospel and take it to places and preach the word? Do you think Christianity is dressing nicely and showing up in church on Sunday? Do you think that is Christianity? You think Christianity is coming into church and you think that is Christianity? You think Christianity is coming, you know, they call you, why are you not coming to church? Oh, I will come next week, I will come next week. You don't come. You think that is Christianity? You think Christianity is where, you know, I pay my tithe and I give my offerings? You think that is Christianity? You are a missionary Christian. You are a missionary child of God. Go means go. We are not supposed to just sit around gossiping, fighting among ourselves, you know, bringing all kinds of useless tendencies among ourselves. Go means go. Go! Go! This afternoon and immediately after church, I have 3 mini crusades outside. I'm taking the gospel. You know, sometimes I look at the people of God. We have preached to you for years, telling the mind of God, and people's life are still the same. And we sweat and perspire every Sunday after Sunday. Now, you know, I dream and that is why. If every church is full, then who are the looters of this nation? Then who are are the perpetrators that are purporting evil against this nation? Who are the people evading taxes and duties? Who are the people who have connected electricity and water illegally when we are all in church? Who are those people? I want to know. And Kausi Ghana, a Christian country in Kayasem Papa. But Meshe Subano Amuyi Nedinoa, and your Christ is the ADP. Which Meshe will hear Bonasum. Today is Mother's Day. We will wish mothers happy Mother's Day, but how many mothers will be pleased to receive your happy mother's wish? Ask yourself. How many mothers will be pleased? Which me told data. The data is watching comedy videos. People fighting on the internet. Your mother doesn't have credit on her phone. And you sit down and you are a happy person. You are very interesting. The king is coming, but we are unprepared. Anybody that tells you that the church is prepared is a lie. Because we have even missed the opportunity. That is one thing that the Lord is going to, he is going to restore the pure gospel. Asemwa mimeti ya emami beye Kristo nino enye no niye preachi. What I heard that made me lifted my hands unto the Lord and I say, I accept you to be my Lord and personal. I say, nobody called me to an altar call. Nobody called me and said, who wants to give your life to Christ? No! When the conviction, when the preacher, on the tape, the preacher is preaching on the tape. On the tape, I'm listening to the preacher. On the tape, and the word of the Lord convicts me by the Holy Spirit. And I lifted my hands in my room, to God. We are sure, say, can make people in their room to lift their hands. God will give you double. God will never give Jaman for double. God will never give Crom for double. God will never give Adjufi double. God will never do that. This is why the blessing has not yet come on so many people. This. What did you say in Naya Christopher? Jaufoni to Anabeba for the other. Then you will know that you are sorry about the microphone, so about preacher. The pure, the Bible said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse number 16. The gospel is power. The gospel is power. The gospel is not words, it's power. The Bible said, the kingdom of God is not words, it's not in word, but it's in power. The power of God comes upon his people. The glory of God, when it is at work, the move of God, when it is at work, ladies and gentlemen, when the gospel is preached and you listen to the gospel, the power of the gospel, something is wrong. I'm serious. And we need to diagnose whatever that wrong is. That error, we need to diagnose it. When you look at a Jew that is selling does not need, too much, because the glory of God and the favor of God has already, gathered favor for the Jew. What about the Christian? The Christian has the glory of God and the mandate of the Holy Spirit upon that Christian. And it works everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to finish up very well and then talk the mind of God to God's people. When we say somebody is a Christian, you are full of his glory. The power of the gospel carries you everywhere. You cannot carry sickness within within your body because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in you. If I cannot use this body for all kinds of wickedness and filth, same thing. Sickness cannot invade this body and prevail. You know, iniquity cannot prevail. Same thing. We cannot bring this body to mediocrity. Exceptionality is our portion. Excellence is our portion. And yet they, the power of the gospel, we want to now know where the people are preaching the mind of God. For God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if anybody believes in the son of God, you know, he has life, and life abundance or everlasting. That person will not perish. They will come to the saving knowledge, and they will come to be sons and daughters of God. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the children of God. That is the gospel. When the gospel comes, abundance comes. You shall seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you without you asking for it. When you know the truth will liberate you, for scripture cannot be broken, and wisdom is justified by her children. This is the gospel. Yeah, you know, when we talk about the gospel, that is what the Bible said. And you have the spirit of the highest, and you need not that anybody teach at you, but as the same anointing teach at you, it is the truth and not the lie. First John chapter 2, verse number 27, the Bible makes clear the word of the Lord. So when I talk about the gospel, it is power, power, power. Power more than Ufia Beifu. Power! You're too adrenaline, you're both doing it. Power. I'm talking about that power. You're into your book, Christophony, dear, in your woman, they say, almost some no, and soon you mean. I'm telling you! And soon you mean. Ephesians chapter 5, the Lord was speaking about something in verse number 23, 24, and 25. He was speaking about the family, the home. And whilst he was speaking in verse number 23, he said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Go to verse number 24. Go to verse 22. Maybe the point is right there. He said, wives, be submissive to your own husbands, as unto the Lord. So when you submit to your husband, you do it unto the Lord. It is as if you are seeing that the Lord is your husband. It won't mean can't tell the Lord. Then you can't say that to your husband. Yeah. You didn't come talking your nonsense. Now that and all that, you know, you're talking nonsense. You know, if you can't say that to the Lord, then you can't say that to your husband. Simple as that. And then, well, I have one more. Yay, everybody. Go to verse number 20. Maybe, you know, he's saying something and building up on something in there. The Bible said, giving thanks on for all things unto God, for the Father and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go to the next verse. In this one, the Bible says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Verse number 22, and said, he talked to, you know, wives, submit yourselves. So go to the next verse, you know, and he said, for the husband is the head of, I read that, go to verse 22. In the 24th verse, the Bible said, therefore, is as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. 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 The pure gospel is preached. You will see Christian homes being raised. The moment government interfered in mission schools, morality, discipline vanished. I stand here as a prophet of God, and I'm telling the government of Ghana, and I'm telling Jubilee House, give the schools back to the church.
You can't do it.
The schools,
Methodist school, back to Methodist church, Presbyterian school, back to Presbyterian church, Baptist school, back to Baptist church, allow the church to run their schools. Allow the church to run their schools.
The days
are gone when they call, you know, Steve Amuaku, he responds with a scripture.
Steve
Amuaku, he can't say presence and no. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Rita Udrow, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Elizabeth Amponsa, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of God Almighty. Then we say, Mami Kaswa, and she will respond. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Then we respond, Mrs. Apublic, and then she will respond. This is registered roll call. And yeah, you know, 1,000 will fall on my side, 10,000 at my right hand. It will not come nigh me. Only with my eyes will I see and behold the destruction of the wicked. The child know the scriptures from his childhood. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 15, from your childhood, when you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise through Christ Jesus unto salvation. Now we know nonsense. Kwasi anyom nin kwasi adwene. Yeah, uti asori demo hwe nyom ehye okemu.
Music
is a spirit. And there are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. So I ask the question, the kind of music you listen to, which spirit is that? I want to know. Sometimes you go to a Christian party and you ask yourself, which party is this one? Is this the party of Shabarangs or something? You are asking yourself. There is no difference. There is no Christian decorum. You can't see Christian godly character, Christian discipline out. And yet these same people want to enter heaven. How is that going to happen? And I'm asking, are you really a Christian?
If a man
be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, everything is new. This is the gospel, not nonsense. This is the gospel, not nonsense. He that cometh after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That is the gospel, not nonsense. Take your cross, deny yourself and follow Jesus. That is the gospel. You can clap those hands. That is the gospel. Pick up your cross and follow the master. As I close, one of the things that the Lord is going to fix in this end time before he comes, and that is going to be silencing and suppressing the oppressor. Oppressive things. God is going to fix things on government, like what Russia is doing to Ukraine. The Lord will intercept, whether you believe it or not. All the people who oppressed other people, their end was very, very crazy and nasty. From Mobutu Sese Seko, you know, to Saddam Hussein, the rest of them, you can name them, Adolf Hitler. They all saw shame at the end. Shame was the end. Yeah. The Bible said when the righteous rules, there is peace. Yeah. But when wicked people are in power, everybody go into hiding and hibernation. That is what happens. Amos chapter 5 and verse number 1. Put it in the message version of the scripture. Amos chapter number 5. Now read just, you know, a few courses of the verses. And then I bring my message to a close. Amos chapter number 5, and let's start from verse number 15 in the message version. And this is what the word of the Lord has got to say. Listen to that. The Bible said, let's start from verse 11. Let's start from 11. Now, the Bible said, but here it is bluntly spoken. I'm going to speak it bluntly. Listen to this. Because you run roughshod with the poor and take the bread right out of their mouth, you are never going to move into your luxury homes, which you have built. You are never going to drink wine from your expensive vineyards, which you have planted.
And then in verse number 12, the Bible said, I know precisely the extent of your violation, the enormity of your sins. Appalling. You bully right living people. Sometimes I am so surprised. Lebanese Indians are working Chinese, and most of them don't pay taxes. Some of them have tax holidays and tax exemptions. And we look at them rather, and we make them rather go. Very interesting. He said, you bully right living people, take bribes left and right, kicking the poor when they are down. And then the Bible continues to say, justice is a lost cause. The day I heard that J.B. Dunkwell's docket was missing, then I realized how justice is a scarce thing. Justice is a lost cause. Evil now is an epidemic. I would rather say it's an endemic. Evil have found its way even to the house of God. And the Bible said very clear. Listen, he said, decent people throw up their hands, protest. He's talking about demonstration. Protest and rebuke are useless. Tell me any demonstration that changed anything. It is dancing and just walking on the street making noise. Tell me any demonstration that changed anything. The people are in their air conditioning offices and saying, you know, Hana me blow. Rebuke and demonstration is useless. And the Bible said it is a waste of breath. And then it goes further, and the Bible is saying, seek good and not evil, and you will live. You talk about God, the God of the angel armies, being your best friend. Well, live like it. If you say God is your friend, live like God is your friend. And maybe it will happen. Next verse, interesting. Hate evil, love good. Then work it out in the public square. Maybe the God of angels army will notice your remnant and be gracious. What you profess, let it be exhibited. And this is the part normally people don't like. But he has assigned me to deal with. Recently, I attended a meeting where there were a lot of government functionaries, and they came with a lot of Land Cruisers and parked them. Whilst we were in the service, which all these functionaries were also in, their drivers were packed with almost about 85 Land Cruisers. And all the ignitions were on, engine running, air conditions on. The meeting took us 4 hours. And the engines of 85 Land Cruisers were running. Then I sat down with a calculator. One Land Cruiser is filled at 1,500 Ghana cedis times 85. It came up to 127,000. Then I multiplied that by 3 times as they fuel it 3 times every week. Then I multiply it by a month. Then I realized that that was almost 1.6 million just for 85. Love good, hate evil. And this is not only for government, this is for you. And you expect blessings. Ghana, that is why you are not blessed. You have gold. You have silver. This is why you are not blessed. When I look at such waste, I want to ask the question before I close. If Ghana was your private company, will you run it the way you are running? And I'm speaking to NDC, MPP. Both of you. Will you run Ghana the way you are running it? And I want you to go back to that scripture. Go back to verse number 13.
13. I don't know where you are. I am in Amos chapter 5. Amos, the 5th chapter. And let's go to verse 11. Maybe start from there. You know. And the Bible is very clear in this particular. He said, when you take the bread out of the mouth of the poor, you will never move into your luxury homes. Build it. You feel sometimes confused. Drew is saying things. God is a God of justice, judgment, righteousness, and justice are the foundations of his throne. He will judge between you and your neighbor. This is what God will do. One more thing, I will be on and I say, we see Wednesday, see, God will judge between you. I'm talking to you. Yeah, those of you who have gone into partnership and you are trying to be smart, God is still the judge of both of you. And I'm talking the mind of God to God's people. Yeah, when people come into office, instead of helping others, they loot. Instead of helping people, you know, we can, you know, enable, alleviate suffering, poverty out of your life. That is the whole essence of Christianity. Be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That is the whole essence of Christianity. Rather, the orcas are saying, you know, too many years, you know, what problem? Free said, what anybody, we don't want to hear all those kind of why, what do you do? That is what it is when you know a person, you the free and all that. But I have told you, when you are going up, the people you meet are the same. When you are coming down, you will see your righteousness will exalt a nation, and sin will be a reproach to any people. I close with this. God will make a way for the righteous. He will comfort all them that mourn in Zion. Anybody who is weeping in Zion, like a church, I think it's Grace Baptist Church, Sakumono. The church got burnt on Friday night. Saturday, yesterday, the church was burnt into ashes. I want to tell you, he will comfort them that mourn in Zion. I want to tell his eminent bishop, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, and his beautiful wife. God will comfort them that mourn in Zion. Yeah. Be at peace, Bishop. Lighthouse, be at peace. God is a comforter. He will comfort. Yeah. People who are living in deprived areas. In Suni or Kani anyhow. Apostle Randy Osain Bediako had a crusade last week in that community at the Kuyapim South the district or region or whatever they call it. You know, and the community didn't have a church, it didn't have a school, no hospital, no electricity, but we took the gospel there. People living in such places, be at peace. For God will comfort them that mourn in Zion. And I will say to everybody seated here as we close and, you know, go home, he will make a way also. Oh, yeah, he will make a way. He will make a way. Isaiah 43 and verse number 16, pushing it to 19, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and who makes a path in the mighty waters. And the Bible said, which bringeth forth the chariot and his horse, and the army and the power, they shall lie down together, and they shall not rise, they are all extinct. They are quenched as told. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. God will make a way. It doesn't matter the taxes and the, you know, burdens that will be laid on God's people, but God will make a way. He is the supplier of all things. He will create opportunities for his people. It doesn't matter what you are going through right now, but I see the God that create helpers and send them to his people, making a tremendous opportune way for you and your family. You will never run dry. You will never go hungry. You will never go thirsty. thirsty, the Lord will cause his abundant grace and glory to come upon you. God will watch over his word and perform it. The glory of God and the grace of God will be your portion. Your light will not go out in the night. I declare in the name of Jesus, his mighty hand will order your steps and pave your way. In Jesus' name, he will lift your head and smile on you. Put a song in your mouth and dance at your feet. Victory as a crown on your head. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you and your wife shall be called blessed like the garden of Eden, watered and favored and blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare his glory and his grace upon the repentant and upon the sanctified and upon the saved. I declare in the name of Jesus, his supply will be infinite and continuous, unabated, uninterrupted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you as never before. May the Lord turn your captivity all around in the name of Jesus. May the help of God be quick to you in Jesus' mighty name. May your children be mighty and God-fearing. May they never lose the things of God. May they never lose their fire and their passion for the God of the Bible. In the name of Jesus, I declare to Ghana, it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus, when you look up to God, God will look up to you. I declare to our leaders, when you repent from your wicked ways, then will he hear from heaven. He will forgive your sins. He will heal your land. I declare in the name of Jesus to our judiciary, yeah, justice and righteousness are always the foundation of his throne. If you will execute justice among the people, the blessing of the Lord will be your portion. If you subvert judgment, God will judge you. In the name of Jesus, I declare his grace upon the land. I make intercession for Ukraine. In the name of Jesus, may the glorious God, the God of all miracles, cause his miraculous in the name of Jesus to be our portion. May the prophetic be redefined and reorganized and be reinstated in Ghana. May we declare that thus saith the Lord and not to for our personal gain. May we declare that thus saith the Lord and speak the mind of God and speak the grace of God and speak the things of God in the name of Jesus. Now I see in the name of Jesus the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, plenty of corn, plenty of wine. Let testimonies flood your life in the name of Jesus. When you step out on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday and on Saturday and Sunday, may the goodness of God and the grace of God and the love of God and the might of God, may it be your portion. May the Lord lift you up, raise you up, give you a testimony, a sign and a wonder in the name of Jesus. For you are favored, wonderfully and fearfully made. You are crafted in glory. May the Lord stir you up and bring you a revival. May the fire of his grace and fire of his presence be stirred up in your life. May you come out of a comatose state, out of a slumbering state, and may the joy of the Lord be your strength. Christ in you, I declare the hope of glory. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God is fixing his house. He's fixing his church. God is healing the pulpit. The pulpit is damaged. God is healing the pulpit. The Lord is fixing marriages. God is fixing marriages. Sometimes it shocks me if you cannot give honor to your husband, but you want to lift holy hands to God, something must be wrong. And that is what God is fixing. He will fix the heart of the wife, fix the heart of the husband, fix the heart of the preacher that is bleeding but still preaching. Who told you that we preach because everything is fine?
Sometimes we are sick preacher. Sometimes we are bleeding preacher. Sometimes we are discouraged preacher. Sometimes we are sad preacher. Sometimes we are broke preacher. Yeah, there are all kinds of. That is one thing God is also fixing. And everybody that is watching me and listening to me right now, every damage the Lord is restoring and repairing it. You don't have a job, you don't have something you are believing God for, but He is still faithful. The two hands are lifted.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and whole, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be
for 2 minutes. Sing with your voices. Tried and
true.
Hold it. Sanctuary. That word is a temple. Come on.
For.
Sing it for the last time. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Ooh, with thanks,
I will be a living sanctuary for you.
And you are real.
Today I want you to commit your life into the hands of the Lord first before we pray for the country. Do that in the name of Jesus. We ask for your help. Heal our hearts. Restore the years, the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar. Hattiva. Save us and we will be saved. Heal us and we will be healed. Fix us, we will totally be fixed. When how many penyans somebody God, I pray in the name of Jesus, show us your glory. Azia Tokresh.
Father, we honor you for your faithfulness and favor. In Jesus' name. Put your right hand on your heart. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself. Our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers. To uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. Stretch your hands and make intercession for this nation. Remember to pray for the president of Ghana and the team in government. We wonder our prayers that the Lord will protect them and keep them to pursue their task and assignment as mandated by the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana and by the prescriptions of God's word. Forgive this nation. Forgive this nation. Heal us, Lord, in Jesus' name. You're watching me and you are listening to me, but you don't know Christ as your Savior. Your sins have not been forgiven. Your name is not written in the book of life. Christ is not in your life. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Be my Lord and my Savior. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. The seed is sown, but you will give it the increase. Be exalted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.